He said, part of the function of my office is to stimulate and coordinate prevention research across the various institutes and centers and offices around NIH, also known as herding cats. So what I'd like to do is talk a little bit about the need for state and local health population data for research, given where I sit. Disclosure, nothing to disclose. And the stewardship of NIH in pursuit of fundamental knowledge about the nature and behavior of living systems, we take our stewardship responsibilities fairly seriously. It is not a passive type of approach where we focus on investigator-initiated research, but also try to identify and also meet some of those research gaps. And the application of that knowledge to extend healthy life and reduce the burden of illness and disability. As you see there, it is not just basic biomedical research, but also functions of both behavioral and social research as well. Now, most of you know in this room that the need for research on local and state data has at least been identified for the last two decades with Institute of Medicine report, also the state and local leaders saying that we really need local data for program impact. So the program capacity is limited by the lack of regularly collected, high-quality population-based data at the local level. The issue of high quality is particularly problematic for us at the NIH, validity and reliability, also comparability across state and local surveys. We also need local data to capture segments of the population that aren't routinely served, underserved populations, particularly for racial and ethnic minorities. If you saw the Washington Post this past weekend, there was a nice article there about diversity of communities, increasing diversity. I live in one of the Washington suburbs. I'm now in the minority, being Caucasian, and that is happening across the country. We also need high-quality state and local data to provide critical information for hypothesis generation, measuring program impact, as well as program design. You know, in looking at the literature, and all of you are fairly familiar with some of the, issues observations for both state and local data. One is just a general lack of data at the local level. Data on racial and ethnic minorities is generally missing. Both breadth and depth in terms of topics and how deep you dig down for specific topic areas is also missing. The comparability of data within and across surveys, particularly important, I think, if you're trying to do some type of trend analysis. You measured a certain way in year one, and all of a sudden you change the way you measured it in year three, and you can't make those comparisons. Validity and reliability is a constant issue. Comparability of data over time that I had just mentioned. One of the things that we also notice is that there's a tendency for people to cherry pick items, possibly using some of the federal surveys such as the National Health Interview Survey or NHANES, Current Population Survey. What happens with that is it causes lots of problems in validity and reliability, but also psychometrically causes some problems in terms of the order where the item appears in a larger survey and violates some psychometric principles as well. One of the things that we've also observed is that there's a general lack of data on children. We just don't collect information on that. So what I'd like to talk a little bit about in the next few minutes is some first steps I, along with my colleagues at UCLA, my colleagues at NCI, Heart, Lung, and Blood, and the Aging Institute, on a couple of projects that we first started. One of the projects we started is doing some work with the California Health Interview Survey. And Rick is sitting to my left. And one of the reasons why we picked that is it's the largest state health survey. I think it's about 50,000. High quality survey. And we figured we would take a look at that as well. And I think, Nancy, you've been funding that for 10 years? 10 years. Okay. We also talked a little bit about a state health survey study that we did, and lastly, a survey question bank. One of the studies that we did utilizing the California Health Interview Survey was what we call an impact study. Many of you know that there's lots of data, oftentimes not used, but we wanted to find out how people are using, what kind of impact the data was used, CHIST was using. So we found four different areas, and these are just examples from a larger study that we did in 2007. So people are using CHIST data for health policy development, estimating costs and coverage implications related to expanding health coverage, using it for health policy advocacy, data on food insecurity. They use it for grant making and seeking, which NIH, we use that a lot. California Endowment used it for developing specific opportunities. And then also for service and program planning. Alameda County did an oversample of data for food choice, physical activity, and access. Again, this is just an example of the study. I believe, and I don't have the website link, but it is on the NCI website, the full study, on the Applied Research Branch. I think it's cancer.gov, and if you were to search CHIST data, you'd pull up one of the studies that we did. One of the other things we did was a state health survey study, and this actually arose from the Breakfast of Champions. That involved, I think, 15 attendees for the first meeting, and the last meeting we had 70 participants with 23 states represented. So what we did with the state health survey study, we identified innovative health surveys and the list of the 11 that we identified, and did some survey work with them. And these independent surveys addressed a couple of gaps: data on children, data on localities, and broad and in-depth coverage of various health topics, including insurance, which is critically important right now. We also covered a bunch of racial and ethnic groups. So one of the attractions that we were attracted using CHIST is they have a very diverse community, so for African Americans, Asian, and Hispanic populations. One of the things we also found in interviewing these 11 survey independent surveys is that comparability of surveys across states is still a major problem. Again, asking questions differently, and even within their own survey, asking the questions differently over time. We also asked these key informants about potential use and potential problems. One of the things that we heard, and these are just a sample of quotes from the qualitative study that we did, involving users, potential users, to get their ideas on how they might use the data. We also heard problems about getting the data detailed enough, and also the federal, keep on hearing this again being a Fed, is that the federal surveys are very nice, but not very useful for when policymakers and politicians ask for local data. And then one of the things we also keep on hearing about is the lack of a concerted effort for dissemination. I think CHIST is really a model for dissemination, and I believe they spend about 25% of your budget on dissemination, 20% of the budget on dissemination. I can't think of any federal survey that spends 20% of their budget on dissemination. The last thing that I wanted to talk a little bit about is a relatively new activity called the Survey Question Bank. Our first meeting occurred in September of this year. And the purpose of the Survey Question Bank, again, it is a group effort, as all these things are, is to identify topics, measures, and items currently being used in national, state, and local surveys. The goal of this is to improve the quality of health survey data, also comparability. And again, we're making some inroads on that, and hopefully you'll get some additional information in the near future. And I'll stop here. Thanks.